you made me nervous when you walked off the platform. I thought, where is my translator going here? But because I still know only two phrases in Chinese. So, but anyway, good evening. It's nice to be with you once again.
晚上好，真是很高兴再次来到大家当中。
Tonight we are going to continue to look at the sermon series that I've been sharing with you out of Galatians chapter 5, and it's the fruit of the Spirit. And tonight we're going to look at the word kindness.
今天晚上我们会继续来分享根据这个加拉太书所关于圣灵所结的果子的这样一个系列的讲座。那今天晚上我们要分享的是关于圣灵的果子是恩慈。
And we, as we jump into this thought on kindness, we have to ask ourselves, I want to encourage you, I need to say this up front, I want to encourage you to read Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26 on your own during the week so that you can get to know more of what God wants to say to you through that passage.
在我们开始分享这个关于恩慈这个圣灵的果子的时候呢，我想鼓励大家在接下来这个星期里面能够花时间来好好的读一下加拉太书的第五章关于圣灵的果子，通过这段经文你可以感受到神所要教会我们的什么样的真理。
We're going to take a look at a story here in just a few minutes out of Luke chapter 10. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan to talk about this issue of kindness. But before we do that, I think we need to ask ourselves some questions in order for us to unwrap this characteristic of kindness.
接下来我们等一下呢，我们会要来读一下路加福音的第十章关于好撒玛利亚人的这个故事。但是在读那段经文之前呢，我想我们再先来大家问大家一些问题，来思索一下关于恩慈的这样一个问题。
The first question that we need to ask about kindness is where does kindness come from?
那关于恩慈的我们第一个问题的话，就是大家知不知道恩慈从何而来？
We know that as believers that kindness is born out of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道作为我们是信徒来说，我们知道恩慈是从灵而生的，从灵来的。
Your energy or my energy or your effort or my effort will not naturally produce kindness. Kindness only comes from God.
不论是你或者是我，靠着我们自己的精力，靠着我们自己的努力，是没有办法很自自然然的带来恩慈。恩慈它只能从神而来。
The second question that we have to ask is what is God's kindness like?
那第二个问题就是神的恩慈慈爱是像什么样子呢？
The scripture is filled with what God's kindness is like, but let me just give you three examples tonight, and I believe they're on the back of your notes so you can follow along.
在圣经当中我们知道有很多关于神的恩慈的记载，但是在这个地方呢，我就给大家提三点。
The first characteristic of kindness, or what is kindness like, is kindness is loving.
那第一个我们关于这个恩慈的特征就是恩慈其实就是爱。
Jeremiah 31:3 says, The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying,
在耶利米书第31章有这样说到，古时耶和华向以色列民显现。
I have loved you, meaning the Israelites, with an everlasting love. And though you've turned from me and you've rebelled against me, I have still loved you.
他说到说，我以永远的爱爱你，尽管你们离弃背弃了我，还是用永远的爱来爱你，吸引你。
And it continues on and it says, I, God, have drawn you in with loving kindness.
这里还接着说到，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
And we know from this passage that God's loving kindness is given to everyone, even to those who have rebelled and they've turned away from him. It's an unconditional love.
从这个地方我们看到神的恩慈，神的爱其实是无条件的，他不但是给爱他的人，也给那些背你的人。
And no matter what your past was like, no matter what your present is like, or even what your future holds, God's loving kindness is unconditional.
不论你的过去和现在是处于什么样的境况当中，也不论你的将来会是什么样的境况，神的爱，神的恩慈是完全无条件的。
What is God's kindness like? Number two, it does not discriminate.
那神的恩慈的第二条就是他的恩慈没有偏见，也没有歧视。
God doesn't treat his enemies differently than he does his friends, and God shows his enemies kindness in order to win their friendship. And I'll end there. Yep. Go ahead.
神对他的敌人也是蛮有恩慈，他对神他的敌人有恩慈，也是为了要赢得他敌人的这样的友谊。
Paul told the Romans in Romans chapter 2 verse 4 that God's kindness will lead to repentance.
在这个罗马书里面保罗有说神的恩慈带来的会有悔改。
The kindness that we express may very well help steer someone toward Christ.
其实我们所表达出来的恩慈慈爱可以很有效果，能够让人带到神的，把人带到神的面前。
What is God's kindness like? Number 3, it is without limit.
那第三条就是神的恩慈是无界限的，无限的。
Kindness breaks down barriers and it breaks down boundaries. And what kindness does is it opens the door to the fullness of God's love and fellowship.
我们知道神的恩慈，他的爱是没有限制的，他打破一切的拦阻和一切的界限。神的恩慈打开一扇门，让我们能够了解神的爱和神的友善。
And kindness will always take in the objectionable, it will always take in the critical, and it will welcome those who perhaps are filled with bitterness and resentment.
不论你是好像很有悖逆的，或者是你是有很多的批评，神的恩慈都还是要吸引你，而且他特别是要把他的恩慈装满那些心里头蛮有苦毒的人。
So question number one, where does kindness come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit.
那所以第一个问题恩慈从何而来？其实我们知道是从圣灵而来。
Question number two, what is God's kindness like? It's loving, it does not discriminate, and it's without limit.
那所以第二个问题，神的恩慈是什么样的话呢？第一就是神的恩慈是爱，而且没有偏见，没有歧视，而且神的恩慈是无穷的。
And then the third question before we jump into our lesson for tonight is this. Can you be a sincere follower of Christ and fail to be kind?
那我们今天在接下来要查的经文之前是我们的第三个问题，就是你有没有可能成为一个忠实的神的追随者而缺乏慈爱？
Here's the answer for us. Without kindness being a part of our life, the faith that you and I express would be hypocrisy.
如果在我们的是这样，如果在我们的生命当中，如果我们没有能够显出神的恩慈慈爱来的话，那我们所宣称的我们的信仰不过是一些虚伪的东西。
Kindness is perhaps the most effective tool that you and I have, and it can significantly impact people around us.
其实恩慈可能是我们所拥有的最有力的一个最有力的一个工具，可以影响我们周围的人。
So with that, let's take a look deeper at this idea of kindness with a familiar story in Luke chapter 10. If you want to follow along, that would be great. We'll be reading the parable of the Good Samaritan, and we'll be reading verses 25 through 37. So turn with me if you would tonight, if you'd like to.
好，如果有了这样的背景以后，我们来更进一步的看看神的恩慈这样的一个问题。那我们首先呢是要来读一下在路加福音的第十章25到37节关于好撒玛利亚人的这样的一个故事。
When I hear the pages stop turning, then I'll start reading. How about that?
那我听到大家开始来翻圣经的声音的时候，我们就开始来读这段圣经。
All right, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Here's how it reads. The parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
路加福音第十章第25节这是关于好撒玛利亚人的比喻。25节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it?
耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么样呢？
Verse 27, he answered,I love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself.
他回答说你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神又要爱邻舍如同自己。
You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. So go and do this and you will live.
耶稣说你回答的是你这样行就必得永生。
But he wanted to justify himself, and so he asked Jesus, well, who is my neighbor?
那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
In reply, Jesus shared a parable with the man, and he said this.
耶稣回答说,
A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead.
有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去了他的衣裳，把他打个半死。
A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side.
偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。
So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side as well.
又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。
But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到这那里，看见他就动了慈心。
He went to him, and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him.
上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了。扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。
The next day he took out 2 silver coins and he gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense that you may have.
第二天拉出2000银子来交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。
Jesus asked, which of these do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of the robbers?
耶稣问律法师说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
The expert in the law replied, well, the one who had mercy on him, and Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
他说是怜悯他的，耶稣说你去照样行吧。
Let me pray for us tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for the reading of your word this evening.
主，我们为着我们刚才读到的你的话语，我们献上我们的感谢。
And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would speak into our lives about this characteristic of kindness.
主，求你在我们的生命当中向我们表明恩慈这样的一个圣灵的果子。
And Lord, I pray that we would be like the Samaritan in this story.
主，我们祈求我们能够像这个好的撒玛利亚人一样。
And that we would serve our fellow brothers and sisters whenever we have the opportunity to do that.
当我们有机会的时候，我们可以来侍奉我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
And so, Lord, I pray that you'd be with us in the remaining moments of our time and speak into our lives and challenge us along the way.
主，求你在我们今天晚上接下来一段时间与我们同在，在我们的生命当中对我们说话，来挑战我们。
In your name we pray, amen.
奉你的名祷告， amen.
So the story of the Good Samaritan shows us 4 different types of people, and if I think again they're on the back side of your notes, and you just want to run down through those as I share them tonight.
我们看到刚才读的这个好撒玛利亚这个故事里面提到了有四种不同的人，这个在我们的周报背后也有写出来。
The first type of person that the Good Samaritan story pulls out for us is the selfish and the hostile person.
那这里描述的第一种人呢，就是一种自私和充满敌意的人。
The robbers in this story, they represent the selfish and the hostile people.
那这里提到的这些强盗就代表的是这些自私有敌意的人。
These people are only interested in what they want. And as you and I develop this characteristic of kindness, we need to make sure that we don't fall into the trap of selfishness or hostility.
这些自私的人，他们所关心的就是他们自己的需要。当我们能够来发展我们自己的关于恩赐的这样的一个圣灵的果子的时候，我们一定要警戒，不要掉入自私的这样的陷阱当中。
James chapter 4 verse 1 out of the Message translation says this.
在雅各书的第四章第一节有这样说。
Where do you think all these appalling wars and quarrels come from? Do you think they just happen? Think again.They come about because you want your own way and fight for it deep inside yourselves.
这里说到你们当中那些骇人听闻的那些争斗、那些吵闹从何而来呢？是他们自然而然的发生吗？再想一想这些事情其实是从 你们在你们的私欲中而来。
If we operate out of a selfish mindset, friends, it's going to be very difficult for us and challenging to be kind to other people.
如果我们凡事都要按照自己的想法去而行的话，那我们就很难能够有恩慈这样的品质。
The second type of person that this story pulls out for us is the indifferent person.
那你这里提到的第二种人呢，就是一种对他人漠不关心的人。
God, and the idea here is this, it's out of verses 31 and 32, and it's this idea, that kindness can be lacking even in good religious people.
这里在我们刚才读到这段经文的第31到32节，我们可以看到恩慈其实即使是有一些好像非常虔诚的信徒，他也可能会缺乏恩慈。
When we read that passage again, we see the priest and the Levite that just passed this beat up, poor, robbed person and just passed him. And they may have very well just simply been indifferent.
我们看到在这段经文中记载的不论是这位祭司或者是利未人，他们看到了这个被打伤的人，但是他们就是从边上经过走过，没有做任何的事情。
Perhaps they were overwhelmed by the need and they felt that they had nothing to offer.
也许他们看到有很大的需要，但是他们觉得自己完全没有能力来帮助。
Perhaps they were in a hurry.
也许他们真是行事匆匆。
Perhaps they had a busy schedule and this just didn't fit into their agenda for that day.
也许他们那天他们可能有很多的事情要做，帮助他人这件事情就没有在他们的行事日程上。
Maybe the priest felt as though he was doing enough for God by teaching in the temple.
也许这个祭司他觉得说他在神的殿堂中来教训人已经做了足够的事情。
Maybe they felt as though showing kindness and having compassion on others just wasn't a part of their role.
也许有人觉得有恩慈或者是能够对人有同情不是他们所关心的，不是他们所需要的。
We're really not entirely sure why they chose not to stop that day, but they did not stop.
我们并不是很清楚他们为什么没有选择没有停留，但是我们知道事实就是他们没有停下来。
And this passage, this story might be a story for you and I to really hear today. We might be good religious people, but we have to make sure that we are notching it up a bit in the area of our kindness and compassion.
这个故事对我们来说其实有很深的意义。也许我们在座的弟兄姐妹，我们都是很好的属灵的人，但是我们不要忘记，我们还需要把我们的心中的恩慈和我们心中对人的同情心能够更加的提升。
And the bottom line here is this: we need to make sure that we do not let indifference get in the way of being kind to others.
我想最重要的就是我们不要让我们心中对人的漠不关心来影响我们成为有恩慈有同情心的人。
The third type of person that this passage pulls out is the legalistic person.
那这里提到的第三种人就是律法主义者。
The priest and the Levite may very well have been legalistic.
我们看到这里的祭司和利未人他们可能都是律法主义者。
And again, here we really are not sure why they didn't stop, but we might be able to assume that in some way they justified their lack of kindness and compassion in order to appear holy in the eyes of their peers, or perhaps they were just simply following some man-made rules of the day, and that's why they couldn't stop.
我们不是非常的确定为什么他们没有选择停下来，但是我们其实可以这样的来设想。也许他们缺乏对人的同情或者缺乏对人的恩慈，可能只是为了要在他的同僚面前显得更为的圣洁。也许他们也是为了遵守一些人为的规定，让他们没有办法停下来。
We're just simply not entirely sure why they didn't stop, but I wonder if you and I, at times in our lives, we get sucked into the trap of legalism.
我们不是很清楚他们为什么没有停下来，但是我在想。我们在我们的属灵生命当中，我们是不是有很多时候也陷入了律法主义的陷阱当中？
And if we do get sucked into that trap, we want to be careful because legalism can oftentimes get in the way of doing what God wants us to do.
如果我们真的陷入到律法当中的时候，我们要非常的小心，因为我们知道律法主义可能会让我们没有办法来真正的执行神给我们的所有的使命。
And then the fourth type of person that we pull out from this passage, which we're going to talk about more here tonight, is the kind and the compassionate person.
啊，那这里讲到的最后的第四种人，就是有恩慈啊，有同情心的人。
The Samaritan is kind and compassionate, and Jesus shows us what godly kindness is like through the life of this Samaritan.
啊，这里提到的这个好撒玛利亚人，他就是一个啊有恩慈而且充满同情心的人。啊，耶稣借着好撒玛利亚的这样的一个故事，来向我们表明什么样是有恩慈。
And so for the rest of our time tonight, I want to talk to you about the K factor, the kindness factor, and the different levels of kindness in our lives.
啊，那在接下来今晚上接下来的时间，我要跟大家一起来分享一下啊，我们叫做啊这个恩慈的指数，啊，也就是 K 指数。
The first level that we want to talk about tonight is the K1 level.
啊，那我们要讲的这个 K 指数的第一个就是 K1 啊这样的一个指数。
This K1 level is that kindness will elicit empathy.
啊，那我们这个 K1 的指数表示什么呢？是表示说啊，恩慈会带出来的是一种换位的思考，或者是替人家设身处地的思考。
There's a story that I read some time ago about a little girl.
啊，我读在啊以前呢，我读到一个关于一个小女孩的一个故事。
In the course of her day, her friend.Lost her favorite doll, which she had brought over to play with.
啊，那她有一天呢，这个小女孩呢，她到朋友家去，但是她的朋友也是一个小女孩，把她最喜欢的一个布娃娃给弄丢了。
She was heartbroken, and she sat on the steps and she began to cry.
啊，她就非常的伤心，她坐在台阶上，她开始哭泣起来。
When the first little girl's mother came outside to check on the girl, she found them both sitting on the steps sobbing.
啊，他的朋友的这个母亲出来，看见他们两个人都坐在两个小朋友都坐在台阶上，开始那里哭泣。
And when the mother asked what was wrong, she was told through the tears that the little friend Susie had lost her favorite doll.
啊，当母亲问的时候，为什么哭泣的时候，啊，有个这小女孩就说她的朋友啊，把她的这个最喜欢的布娃娃给弄丢了。
And the mother looked puzzled for a bit, and then asked her daughter, "Well, did you lose your doll too?"
啊，那他妈妈就很跟母亲呢就非常的奇怪，他停了一下子就问他自己的女儿说：“那你也丢失了你的布娃娃吗
？”Well, no, the daughter sobbed.
啊，他的女儿说：“没有，妈妈。
”Then what's wrong with you？
啊，那他妈妈就说：“那到底是什么事情呢
？”Nothing, she sobbed.
嗯、啊，他说：“啊，没有什么事情。
”I was just helping Susie cry.
啊，他说我就是帮我的朋友 Susie 来一起哭。
And that, my friends.Is empathy. When our hearts break for another person, when we have pity on someone, that is living an empathetic or K1 level kindness.
啊，朋友，这是朋友，这就是我们所说的啊，设身处地的替他人着想。当我们的心会为了别人而心痛的时候，就表示我们有开始为别人设身处地的着想。
And again here in our scripture, verse 33 says, But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came to where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him.
在刚才读的经文的第33节说，这个有一位撒玛利人，他从旁边经过，他看见了这个，就动了慈心。
And so the Samaritan came along, and he felt compassion for the beaten and the bleeding man, and he probably imagined what it would be like if he or someone he lovedWere there on the side of the road.
啊，这好的撒玛利亚人，当他经过的时候，他看到那个被打伤的人的时候，他动了慈心。他也许他心里在想说，如果受伤的啊不是这个陌生人，而是我自己的亲人的话，会是什么样
？That is empathy. It's the ability to walk a mile in someone else's shoes. And kindness and empathy will always go hand in hand.
啊，这就是我们讲的替人设身处地的替人着想，啊，替人着想。和恩慈两个是同时并存的。
And as Christians, we are all expected to have empathy for one another.
啊，其实作为基督徒，我们每一位弟兄姐妹都被别人来期待说我们要有同情心。
The K2 level kindness is this: kindness is a choice.
啊，那这个 K 指数的第二层就是说恩慈是一个选择。
Now let me do something a little different. I want to read this passage again. It's verses 33 through 34, and I want to read it to you with all the punctuation.
好，那让我再来读一下刚才的这段经文的第33、34节。那我读的时候呢，我会有些停顿。
But a Samaritan, comma,
唯有一个撒玛利亚人，逗号。
As he traveled, comma,
寻路来到这里，逗号。
Came to where the man was, I believe that's a semicolon.
看见了受伤的，可能是一个分号。
And when he saw him, comma,
当他看见的时候，逗号。
He took pity on him, period.
他就动了慈心，句号。
Space.
还有一个空格。
He went to him and he bandaged his wounds, comma.
他上前用油和酒倒在他伤口包裹好了，逗号。
Pouring on oil and wine, period.
用油和酒倒在他伤口处，句号。
Here's what I want us to notice tonight.
这是我想要大家所注意的地方。
Somewhere between showing pity and meeting a need, the Samaritan made a choice, and it was in that space.
在这个撒玛利亚人动了慈心和帮助这个有需要的人中间，我们看到撒玛利亚人做了这样的一个选择，在这个空间当中，空隙当中，他做了一个选择。
How many times in your life and in my life, when we've been in that same very situation where we had a space between recognizing a need and potentially meeting that need?
有多少次在我们的生命当中，我们其实发现，在发现有需要和我们真正的提供帮助这中间是有这样的一个空间。
My guess would be that we find those spaces in our lives.Quite frequently.
我们发现说，可能我们在我们的生命当中经常会发现有这样的一个空间，有这样的。
And those are the moments where we are to act upon those.
那就是我们需要来有行动的时候。
Because kindness is always a choice.
因为我们知道恩慈同情心是一个选择。
Colossians 3:12 says this: Since God chose you to be the holy people whom He loves, you must clothe yourselves.With tender-hearted mercy, humility, gentleness, patience, and kindness.
在格罗西书的第三章十二节说，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的，就要穿怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
And our responsibility is this, that when we wake up in the morning, we have the choice of whether or not we will clothe ourselves with this kindness.
好，那我们的责任是，当我们每天早上我们醒来的时候，我们要想一想，我们是不是愿意穿上这个恩慈的这件外衣。
Well, Rob, how do I choose to put on kindness? I mean, what does that look like for me? Let me just give you some practical examples.
也许你会问Rob, 我们怎么样才能够穿上恩慈的这件外衣呢？
Well, first we have to choose to be around people.
那我给你的建议是，第一，我们需要和周围的人一起在一起。
If you are a recluse or if you like to hibernate, how can you ever be kind to anybody? We have to make the decision to be around people.
如果你像一个隐居的人，或者你好像一个冬眠的人，你怎么有办法可以对你周围的人也表达出你的恩慈来呢？所以我们第一个要做的决定就是要跟周围的人要联系在一起。
And second, we need to move out of our comfort zones.
那第二个就是我们要能够跳出我们自己一个习惯的感到舒服的一个圈子。
Most of us tend to operate in a very tight circle of comfort.
我们很多人可能我们在为人处事的时候，我们的喜欢限制自己在自己习惯的这样的一个圈子当中。
But if we're going to really make a difference in the lives of other people, we have to get out of our own little circles. I call them around our church here, holy huddles. And we have to get out of that mindset.
如果我们真的是要想来影响我们周围的人的话，我们必须要跳出我们习惯的这个圈子，就像我们要跳出我们所熟悉的所有这些教会的信徒所组成的这个小圈子。
And then the third way that we can clothe ourselves with kindness is to make ourselves available. Our availability is our choice.
那第三项就是要让我们自己随时准备好，能够来准备好来帮助他人。
All right, so let's go to this K3 level of kindness.
好，那我们来看看这个 K 指数的第三条。
And it's this idea that kindness meets needs.
这个第三条就是说恩慈可以为需要的人提供帮助。
We can find this in verse 34, where we know that the Good Samaritan went to him and he bandaged his wounds. And on this person, he poured oil and wine.
我们看到在这个好撒玛利人故事的第34节有提到说，这个撒玛利人来到这个被打的人身边，他给他裹好了伤口，把油和酒倒在他的伤口上。
The kind person is able to put aside their own needs and their own desires so that they can look out for other people.
我们看到有慈爱的人，有恩慈的人，他会放下他自己的需要。来照顾他人的需要。
And at this level of kindness, this K3 level of kindness, it's really a matter of selfishness versus selflessness.
所以我们看到其实这个在这个程度的这个 K 指数其实所讨论的就是一个自私和无私之间的关系。
And in our story, of course, this was a man in need. He had been robbed, he had been beaten, and there he was lying on the side of the road.
这里我们看到这个故事当中这位人呢他有需要他被抢劫了他也被打了他躺在路边。
And the Samaritan put aside his own needs to look out for another person.
那我们看到这里撒玛利亚人他把他自己的需要摆在一边来照顾他人。
A truly kind person will find a need and then fill it.
我们知道一个真正的善良的恩慈的人他不但会找到需要他不但会发现有需要，而且他会填补这样的需要。
Philippians 2:4 reminds us that we are to not only look out for our own affairs, but we are to be looking out for the interests and the affairs of other people as well.
在腓立比书第二章第四节说到，不要单顾自己的事情，要顾他人的事情。
And for you and I tonight, we have to understand that at the core of all we do is this idea of meeting needs of others.And being fully engaged in someone's life who desperately needs to be shown kindness and compassion.
我们看到，我们所有的核心，我们所做的一切的核心，就是要能够来帮助有需要的人，能够完全的能够跟人家的生命有连接，特别是那些需要帮助的人，我们要给他们看到我们的恩慈和我们的同情。
Galatians 6:2 reminds us that we are to carry one another's burdens.
我们在加拉太书看到说个人的重担要相互的互相的担当
Meeting needs will always make a difference in someone's life
我们能够帮助有需要的人总是可以给这个有需要的人带来一些改变
I had an opportunity this week to talk with and pray for a homeless family
这个星期呢我有机会和一个无家可归的人有这样的一个交谈
They stopped by the church and they had been living in a place and they were no longer able to live there.
他们来到了教会他们以前有一个住的地方但是现在他们也没有办法这里就住下去。
And so the mom and dad and I sat and talked in my office and we talked for probably 45 minutes or so while the kids were watching a video up in one of our rooms over here.
所以他这个夫妇两位呢就在我的办公室跟我一起交谈了大概45分钟小孩子呢就在楼上看电视。
And to make a long story short, they just really needed a place for that night. And so out of the kindness of our church and the opportunity that I have as a pastor, we were able to provide them with a hotel room for the night and a good meal.
所以他们那天呢，他们需要就是那个晚上需要有一个住的地方。我正好我有这样的机会，而且我们教会有这样的机会能够帮助有需要的人，所以我们提供了那晚上提供了一个在旅馆的一个晚上的住宿，和给他们提供了一顿很好的晚餐。
And when we look at our community, and when we look at the economic situation that our country and particularly this area is facing, we will continue to see needs or have the opportunity to meet needs.
当我们看到我们周围的社区特别看到我们现在经济环境对我们社区的影响我想我们总可以在我们的社区当中发现有需要的人
And as a church we have that responsibility to clothe and to feed the hungry
我们是作为我们教会作为一个教会我们有这样的责任我们要为这些有需要的人提供食物提供衣裳
And as important as global missions are to your church and to my church, we also have this great responsibility of local missions right here in Fishkill and Beacon and Poughkeepsie to meet needs of people.
不但我们有责任在远方的宣教，其实在我们当地所处的社区当中，我们有这样的宣教的这样的需要，来照顾我们当中有需要的人。
The next day they came by, I wasn't in the office, but they came by and they just shared through tears of how kind our church has been to them and that they'll never forget. And I don't tell you that story to boast. I'm telling you that story because it's right here in our community, the opportunities to meet needs.
第二天这夫妇两位和他的小孩子来到我们当中，那天我不在，但是他含着热泪地跟我们说，谢谢我们的教会为他们提供的一切。
K4 level, number four. The K4 level is kindness that goes the extra mile.
那这个第四条的这个K 指数就是说恩慈需要付出更大的努力和代价。
When 13-year-old Natalie Gilbert was asked to sing the Star-Spangled Banner at a nationally televised NBA Western Conference playoff game, it was a dream come true.
有一次有一位13岁的小女孩叫 Natalie 的小女孩，她有机会在这个 NBA 的西部联盟的这个季后赛中来唱国歌，这对她来说好像是美梦成真的一件事情。
But what happened on the day of her performance was more like a nightmare.
但是可惜的是，当那天她表演的时候一切事情变得非常的糟糕，像一场噩梦一样。
On April 25th, 2003, Natalie bravely stood alone at midcourt of Portland's Rose Garden Arena.
在2003年的4月25号Natalie 这小女孩呢，她很勇敢地站在波特兰队的主场。
And as she began to belt out the familiar words of the national anthem before a capacity crowd, her mind went blank.
她很勇敢地站在众人面前，在一个很多人的这个竞技场里，她开始来唱她熟悉的国歌，但是突然她好像完全失去了一些记忆。
She forgot the words.
她忘记了歌词。
Closing her eyes and shaking her head, she appeared to be on the verge of tears.
她闭着眼睛，她的头这么摇晃着，她好像要开始要哭泣。
And at that moment, a man named Maurice Cheeks, who was the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, walked toward her.
就在那个时候，我们看到这个波特兰开拓者队的这个主教练，他就来到了这个小女孩的身边。
Cheeks put his arm around the girl and he began singing with her.
他用他的手围绕着这个小女孩，然后跟她一起唱歌。
And he said at another time, I didn't even know if I knew all the words, but as many times as I've heard the national anthem, I just went over and I continued to sing.
事后他就跟人家说，他说其实我也不知道，不确信我能不能记住所有的歌词，但是我知道我听过了很多遍，所以我就上去跟那个小女孩一起唱。
The words started coming back to me, and I just tried to help her out.
他说那个歌词慢慢的浮现在我的眼前的时候，我就上去来帮助这个小女孩。
And as he reminded the girl of the lyrics that she had forgotten, he encouraged the crowd to sing along as well.
不但他能够借着这样的一个行动来帮助这个小女孩能够记起她的歌词，他也鼓励了在场的所有的人开始一起来唱国歌。
And they did.
他们的确是这样的。
And together they made it all the way through to the home of the brave.
他们真的就一直唱，一直唱到这个歌的最后，唱到勇士的家乡这样这个地方。
And that coach on that day and in that moment paid the price of potential embarrassment.
其实在当天在那个时候他们这个主教练其实他是为就是冒着这样的一个危险，能够让自己会让自己来得到尴尬的这样的一个危险，他付了这样的代价。
And he wasn't sure if he'd remember all the words to the national anthem, but he put on kindness anyway.
他不确定他是不是能够完整的唱下国歌，但是他还是为此付上了代价，他愿意来帮助这位小女孩。
And he went the extra mile.
所以他付出了更大的努力和代价。
And sometimes in our lives, going the extra mile will cost us something.
我们知道有时候你在我们生活当中，你要想尽最大更大的努力，对我们来说是有代价要付出的。
In verses 34 and 35, it says this, then he put the man on his donkey, took him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took 2 silver coins and he gave them to the innkeeper and look after him is what he said.
我看到这个当然读的经文的这个第34节有说到， 扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出二钱银子来交给店主说，你且照应他。
And this passage tells us that as the Samaritan traveled,
这里我们看到当这个撒玛利亚人他在行走的时候旅行的时候
the Samaritan had plans and he was going somewhere.
其实他我想他当时是有计划的他要去一个地方
He had things to do.
他有他的事情要做
But he chose to take the time needed to show kindness and compassion and for the opportunity to minister to this man.
他做出了这样的一个决定他花他的时间来来表达他的恩慈和对这个需要帮助的人的这样的同情。
He bandaged him, and this took time and money.
他为这受伤人裹上了伤口，这样花时间也花金钱。
He poured oil and wine on him. This cost him money.
他在这个受伤的身上倒了油和酒，这也需要花他的钱。
He took him to an inn, and this cost him time and money.
他把受伤人带到了这个旅馆旅店，这也是花钱花时间的。
And even though he was going somewhere, he also stayed overnight, and that cost him an additional amount of time and money.
尽管他要去别的地方，但是他还是在里留了一夜，这也花了他的时间和金钱。
And the story of the Good Samaritan doesn't end there, because when we get to the end, we see that showing kindness and compassion to this man meant that the Samaritan would go the extra mile when he said, "Hey, listen, when I come back,Let me know what I owe you for taking care of this beaten man.
这个故事也不单单的停留在这个地方。我们看到这个好的撒玛利亚人，他为了表达他的恩慈和他的同情心，他也做了更大的努力。他也对这个店主说：“你照顾他，如果还有更多的需要费用的需要的话，等我回来的时候，我会给你。”
The Good Samaritan understood what going the extra mile really is about.
这个好的撒玛利亚人他能够真正的明白什么是要付出更大的努力和代价来帮助他人
And he wanted to see this compassionate opportunity fulfilled
他很想看到他能够有这样的机会能够来完成这样的事情来表达他对这位受伤的人的同情
Let me ask you a question tonight Doesn't it make sense that if we get fully involved with an opportunity to show kindness and compassionthat we will take the time and provide the resources necessary to see it through the end.
那今天晚上我想给大家提的这样的一个问题就是当你看到有需要的时候我们是不是应该能够花时间花精力能够来做成这件事情来帮助有需要的人。
And then the last level of kindness is the K5 level, and this is the idea that kindness captures every opportunity.
那我们今天这个 K 指数的第五条第五项就是说恩慈要能够抓住一切的机会
Again in verse 35 he says when I return I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have
这里在第35节就说到你且照应他此外所费用的我回来必还你
We don't have any idea in scripture when the Samaritan might return
我们在这个圣经中我们没有办法 得到答案我们不知道这个好的撒玛利亚他什么时候回来
But regardless of the time when he would return he was committed to taking the time to see that this man would be fine on his own
但是不论他是什么时候回来我们可以看到他已经做出了这样的承诺他承诺他要花时间能够来看帮助这个有需要的人能够看到这个有需要的人能够重新的好起来
And this good Samaritan made sure that he captured every opportunity to be kind.
这个好的撒玛利亚人他抓住了所有的机会来表达他是一个他的慈爱。
Can I tell you what kindness does in your life and in my life?
能不能来告诉大家这个恩慈在你我的生命当中会做什么样的事情呢?
Kindness will always make our faith credible.
恩慈可以让我们的信仰能够更加的真实能更加的令人信服。
And we need to make sure that we are K5 level
我们必须要能够确定我们自己是达到了第五层的这样的 K 指数的基督徒。
Let me challenge you this week.
好，那现在让我来给大家一个这样的挑战。
Maybe you know of someone who has a great need.
也许你知道你朋友当中有人有很多的需要。
Maybe you need to just simply ask if there is a great need that you might be able to provide or meet.
也许你只需要问你周围的人，他们是不是有需要你的帮助。
And my challenge to us this week is to find someone that has a need and fill it according to how God has blessed you.
这个星期我对大家的挑战就是你要去找到有需要的人，而且不但能够找到有需要的地方，而且要能够来帮助他们，能够来解决他们的需要，满足他们的需要。
And then watch and see what God does because of your kindness.
然后你就可以看看神会在他们的生命当中有什么样的改变，因为你所做的。
Let me pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, we thank you for your word tonight.
主，我们为着你的话语，我们来感谢你。
And I pray, God, that you would use this message to inspire us to find a need and fill it.
主，我们感谢你要借着这样的话语来激励我们，能够让我们来找到有需要的人和地方。
And God, we might be at different levels of kindness within the congregation here tonight.
也许在我们的会中当中，我们每个人我们达到了不同的这样的 K 的指数。
And God, I pray that if we're at level one, that we'll move to level two.
主，如果我们是在第一层的，我们就要向第二层来前行。
And if we're at level two, move us to three, and three to four, and four to five, and level five, Lord, if we are there, help us just to continue to do exactly what you want us to do, as there are great needs in our community.
主，不论我们是在第二层、第三层、第四层、第五层，都求主你能让我们不断的向前行，能够不但找到我们社区当中的需要，也能够来满足这些需要。
We thank you again, Lord, for our time tonight in your name. Amen.
我们再次献上我们的感谢，我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.